Ladies, can we talk for a second? Do you ever feel yourself being overwhelmed by hormonal changes? You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors that are living rent-free in our environment right now. I mean, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, everything, they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the normal hormonal changes that our body goes through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean that we have to suffer through it. Because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I am under the weather, not feeling 100%, so forgive me if my voice sounds a little bit off, but I'm excited for us to continue on our Leadership as an Identity book club pick. Again, if you do not have this book, I 1000% recommend that you get it. If you're somebody that's a leader in business, in ministry, at your job, whatever it is, if you are in charge of people, I highly suggest that you get this book because it is just such a great read and it's full of so much wisdom. If you are late and this is your first time tuning in and you want to hop on board with our book club pick, every week I cover a new chapter and you could click the link in the show notes to grab the book and you could still read along with us. So far, we have finished part one of the book. Or section one, rather, which is all about brokenness, which is one of the traits that the author is saying that every Christian leader has. Section 2 is where we're starting today. It consists of 3 chapters. It's called Uncommon Communion. But as always, if you don't have the book, if you're not reading along with us, I try to do each episode in a way where you get everything that you need from just the podcast. All right, let's dive right in. As I stated, we are entering into section 2 of the book called Uncommon Communion. The author believes that Christian leaders live from and lead with 4 common identity characteristics: brokenness, which we covered in section 1, uncommon communion, which we're about to get into now, servanthood, number 3, and then radical and immediate obedience, which would be the last section. I was really excited about this section because I didn't fully understand what uncommon communion meant. Just by reading it, it didn't click for me. So I was excited to dive in to this section to see what it is that he meant. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but every chapter he opens it up with a scripture as well as a quote. And I think he has some really good ones here, so I wanted to read them. The scripture is 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. It says, "But we have this treasure in earthen containers so that the extraordinary greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves." The quote he has says, "Why do so many workers break down? Not from overwork, but because there has been friction of the machinery. There hasn't been enough oil of the Spirit." And that quote is from D.L. Moody. I believe this scripture and this quote really set the tone for what he's going to be discussing in this section, which is about us not relying on our own strength in order to lead in whatever capacity that the Lord has called us to. And it's going to take consistent attachment to him, consistent dwelling and abiding in him in order for us to truly be successful leaders. So I started to understand a little bit just from the intro quote in scripture. He starts off by talking about a man that he knew who felt really discouraged because he wasn't seeing a lot of progress in his speaking ministry. He was somebody who was well-connected. He was articulate. He was educated, admired by others. All of the human characteristics that will make for a thriving speaking career. But he wasn't experiencing that and was getting pretty frustrated by it, and also was financially frustrated by it because this was his source of income. I have highlighted here, he says, "As we talked over lunch, I sensed that the problem was that he was too aware of his gifts and experience. He assumed those were the keys to success. He thought he had a lot to offer God, and he couldn't understand why God was not blessing him." He goes on to say, "This friend was typical of many disappointed and discouraged leaders I've met over the years. They can't understand why their ministries are not more successful. Haven't they paid their dues? Don't they have the same skills as other leaders? Why were they not more recognized? I have come to conclude that the truly great, effective leaders are not always the best leaders. Let me explain. What we value the most will be the foundation upon which we build our leadership. If your primary calling card is the belief that your skills, education, and experience make you capable of fulfilling God's assignments for you, you're in trouble." This was such a good point because I believe that pride presents itself different ways for different people. If you're someone who is an achiever, someone who has a lot of degrees, a lot of experience, you work really hard, on paper, you have all the keys that should make anyone successful, it can be particularly frustrating when your input is not equaling your output. Like, it should seem simple. What you put in, you should be able to get out. But in some instances, especially I believe with godly leaders, that's not always the case. Reason being is because the Lord wants to keep us in that place of being dependent on him. Remember the last section, we talked so much about brokenness. And I'm glad that he is introducing this way, because I believe that this is a temptation of the enemy for those of us who do grow in accolades and education and experience, to where we start to then think we've arrived, or we start to then think, oh, I've accomplished this, or I have a track record in this or education in this, so I don't have to rely or be as desperate for the Lord as I would something that's totally out my league.
But that's a huge mistake that many of us make that I feel like we have to be particularly vigilant about, is that even if you are a nurse and there's a medical issue, and it's easy for you to use your medical knowledge and experience to answer that question, you have to be disciplined enough to know or to say, hey, yeah, I feel like I could solve this, but let me go and depend on the Lord anyway. Let me seek Him anyway. Let me put to the side the fact, all this education experience, the fact that I know what I'm doing. Let me play dumb. I'm going to say that in air quotes. Let me act like I don't know these things so that I could approach the Lord in a humble way. That's a characteristic, or not characteristic, but that's a practice or a level of discipline that we all need to adopt as we grow as leaders. I have been helping people launch, grow, monetize their podcast for quite some time now. A lot of times when people come to me and they have an issue with their show, or they're looking to launch a show, they don't know where to start, whatever frustration that they have as it relates to podcasting, the second they tell me the problem, it takes me maybe 2.5 seconds to come up with what they probably should do in order to see the result that they want to see. So it can be very easy for me, especially when I get new clients, to just go straight into strategist mode and neglect servant mode. And so something that I do that I make a practice of is whenever I have a client and I'm getting ready to work on their strategy, before I even get into that, I have to sit before the Lord. When I'm in my quiet time in the mornings and I'm praying and interceding for everybody else, I'm putting my clients, my mentees, everybody in my prayer journal, and I'm praying about it. I'm like, God, this is what their show is about. This is what they want to accomplish. Overall, this is your platform. So what do you have for it? What do I need to be focusing on? What do I need to draw my attention to? I don't want to get straight into what I know based off of my experience and education and all of that. What do you have for this particular platform? Guide me in a way to go. And usually that's exactly what will happen. And even as I start to do the strategy and my research and all of that, I'm like, God, give me wisdom beyond what I can see. Give me wisdom beyond my own understanding. And usually the result of that is, once I finish the strategy and I meet with a client and I tell them everything that I came up with, I had one person one time, she was like, I just don't understand. She was like, you're spot on in your articulation or understanding of the needs of my audience. And so she was like, I don't understand. How did you just go through your market research or reading the answers to my surveys and all that? How did you get what you got with that level of precision from these things? And I just laughed, because I'm like, that's just the wisdom of the Lord. Because yeah, I can analyze qualitative and quantitative data, but the Lord knows the heart and the intention and the motives of individuals. And so when He reveals those things to me, that then helps me craft a strategy with information that I never would have gathered based upon what's public. And so I've seen this work time and time again of putting to the side my own abilities and capabilities in order to rely on the wisdom of the Lord, and then directing my own skill set to His direction. I hope that makes sense. This is a key part of leadership. This is a key part of being a Christian entrepreneur. We cannot lean on our own understanding, our own wisdom, our own education. We have to be disciplined in keeping those things subject to the Lord. I have highlighted back here in the book, he says, education, experience, and training are important, and I will even say vital, to accomplishing the task God placed before a leader. We must be committed to developing the gifts and talents God has given us. But there is a problem when we view these things as reasons why God uses us and as the source of our effectiveness and success. Let me read that part again. There is a problem when we view these things as the reason why God uses us and as the source of our effectiveness and success. In my view, too many of us are trusting in our competencies as the primary means for advancing the interests of His kingdom. When I read this, something that I wrote in the margin of this is the difference between doing work or leading for God and doing work or leading with God. So many of us are relying on our own education, skills, and talents to do things for the Lord. And it sounds noble because we're doing this to advance His kingdom, but the way that we're going about it is incorrect. We're not supposed to just do things for God. We're supposed to do things with Him. And that's something to really think about, the difference between the two. And that's something that I really want you to pray about and even think about in your quiet time. Like, am I doing whatever it is you have going on, am I doing this just for the Lord, or am I doing this with the Lord? Am I raising these children for the Lord, or am I raising these children with the Lord? And am I building this business for the Lord, or am I building this business with the Lord? There is a key difference in how you operate based upon the answer to that question. So I would suggest really sitting with that for a moment, coming to the root of the truth. And then if you find yourself on the doing things for Him side, making the necessary adjustments to get to the do things with Him side. And the way that you make that transition can be found in intimacy. I have highlighted here, the author says, He is using what He called us to do, not only to accomplish the task, but also to call us to plumb the depths of intimacy with Him. It is in these seasons of seeking Him and crying out to Him for His direction and solutions that we tap into His power and we cultivate a deep heart connection with the God of the assignment and the God of our souls. This is what I call uncommon communion. Is not just referring to daily times of prayer and Bible study. I'm talking about something more. It is God leveraging the very assignment He has given us to accelerate the leader's sanctification. It is allowing the enormity of the task, the awareness that we don't know, we don't have, and we so desperately need to drive us to be absorbed in His presence. Phillips Brooks, the prominent 19th century pastor, said it best, "Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your tasks. Then the doing of your work shall be no miracle, but you shall be a miracle." God's heart is that you and the assignment become demonstrations of His glory and His power. Man, I don't want to get ahead because he elaborates on this a little bit later, but this is just a reminder that the work that the Lord is doing through us, it's not just for others, but it's for us too. What we build is not just going to be external. It's going to be internal, because who we become in the process of doing what the Lord has called us to do with Him, and who we become in the process of developing new depths of closeness to Him, is going to be who He saw before He formed us in our mother's womb. It's going to be a more purposeful, refined, Christ-like version of ourselves. And so that's why it's that much more important to maintain that intimacy and that closeness, because God is doing multiple things at the same time.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You're in the swing of things for the new year in your business, and you just realized your business needs to hire somebody like yesterday, and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast. It's easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. One of the things that I always was frustrated with when hiring is how long it takes. It was slow, overwhelming, and I wish I had Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. It's the top of the year. Are you still thinking about what this year will hold for business? If you ask 9 experts, you'll get 10 answers. Rates will rise or fall, inflation's up or down. Everybody wants the right answers. Until then, over 41,000 businesses have future-proofed their business with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud ERP, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one fluid platform. With one unified business management suite, there's one source of truth, giving you the visibility and control you need to make quick decisions. With real-time insights and forecasting, you're peering into the future with actionable data. When you're closing the books in days, not weeks, you're spending less time looking backwards and more time on what's next. If I needed this product, this is exactly what I would use. Whether your company is earning millions or even hundreds of millions, NetSuite helps you respond to immediate challenges and seize your biggest opportunities. Speaking of opportunity, download the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/blessed. The guide is free to you at netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed. This episode is brought to you by IXL Learning. Parents, now, y'all know this homework that we help these kids with is not the homework that we did when we were growing up. Do you feel like your child is asking questions on their homework and you don't quite have the answers? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I love how IXL makes learning fun and adapts to the level of your specific child. Funny enough, I learned that this upcoming fall, my son's school actually uses IXL, and I'm so excited to become an official IXL parent. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids, and you save time. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home from pre-K to 12th grade. You save money, so if your child is struggling, this is the smartest investment that you can make. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I have highlighted here, he says, I remember one friend who poured himself into planting a new church. But after 3 years of relentless schedule and almost nonstop activity, he began to experience and exhibit classic signs of burnout, anger, crying for no apparent reason, the loss of motivation and joy, withdrawing from friends and even family. Unfortunately, such burnout is all too common in church-related leaders. Through the love and intervention of friends, he was able to take some extended time off and get the help he needed. When he talks about that dark time in his life, he observed that it wasn't that his work, his assignment was off base. That was very right, and it was because of God. His problem was a performance orientation that caused him to assume the responsibility for the ministry that only belonged to God. Let me say that again. His problem was a performance orientation that caused him to assume the responsibility for the ministry that only belonged to God. Instead of relinquishing the burdens and challenges to the Lord, he took them into his own hands to fix, and it crushed him. How many of us are guilty of the same thing? He goes on to say, my friend's experience echoes what Robertson McQuilkin observed. A person with SNL, strong, natural leader characteristics, can lead effectively, but only marginally accomplish God's purposes, which are spiritual in nature and require a close walk with the Spirit. Throughout the Bible, the unmistakable messaging that almost screams at us is that God does it all. His leaders draw a clear path between what has been accomplished through them and how it was done. God did it. It reminded me of God's words to Zerubbabel in Zechariah 4 and 6. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. He says in this next section, and I want you to listen close and write these questions down for yourself. He says, let me ask you, whose strength are you tapping into to accomplish what you are called to? How do you really operate? How do you approach the tasks and responsibilities before you? Do you suck it up, put your game face on, and remind yourself of how good you are and what you're capable of doing? Do you get by on the strength of your personality and willpower to make things happen? If so, how is this working for you? Are you damaging any of your relationships? Is your family happy and healthy? How is your health, physical, emotional, and spiritual? How do the people who report to you feel about your leadership? These are very important questions. Listen closely to this next part. God is making a statement about himself through the leadership assignments he gives you. And he does not want you to pollute what he is doing by relying on a counterfeit source, namely yourself. Let's just sit with that for a second. Matter of fact, let me read it one more time. God is making a statement about himself through the leadership assignments that he gives you. And he does not want you to pollute what he is doing by relying on a counterfeit source, namely yourself. I never looked at it this way, because I can be, I got this, let me fix it, solve my own problems tight. This is something I have to be especially mindful of, not relying on my own strength. I think most of us do as humans, especially as people who are, let's say you're the strong friend or you're that person that always got to take care of everything. Some of us who are more on the independent side, I feel like we can naturally skew towards taking things into our own hands as opposed to totally surrendering them to the Lord. We tend to leave the big stuff to God, but take care of the little things that we feel like we're capable of doing ourselves, and that's still a problem. But I never looked at it as, when I do these things, polluting what he is doing. I never viewed it that way. Or relying on a counterfeit source, aka myself. I don't know, the way that this is worded just made it hit a little bit different for me. And it made me want to be that much more mindful of those behaviors, because even though that may not be my intent, even though that may not be your intent to be a counterfeit version of the Lord in your own life, that's essentially what we're saying. Hey, God, I got this. I think I can handle this one. But that's not how this works. It's not like God gets these roles and responsibilities and then we get others. He is in control of all of it. What we do is dictated by him, not us. If we're handing out the duties, then who's in charge here? So yeah, that part, that one, it really hit home for me. Let's continue. He says, this truth certainly doesn't mean that you are totally passive in the process, but you take each step in a spirit of surrender and obedience. You commit to trusting and relying upon the Lord for his wisdom, strength, and direction each step of the way. In this wonderful sense, you participate with God in doing the work he has placed in your hands. You lead from supernatural resources. Never underestimate the power of self-deception and the pull towards self-reliance. Apart from the presence and power of God, these are irresistible. Do not trust yourself. Respond to God's call to be your source for everything. If you don't, you will damage God's work by extracting him from the very thing he initiated in the first place. Why is he coming for us like this in this book? But seriously, I can think of people that I at one point admired, leaders who at one point you could tell their zeal, their enthusiasm, their closeness for the Lord. You could tell, like, it just, his power and his glory just radiated off of them. And then they started to excel and get more accomplished, gain more followers, get more influence, make more money. And somewhere along the line, that glory dimmed. The skill set is still there. They're still a great singer, speaker, whatever the job is. But that glory just isn't there anymore. What's left is the talents. And that's a scary thing. That is a very scary thing. And I give everybody the benefit of the doubt where I feel like people don't intend to end up that way. But by not being mindful of this pull towards self-reliance or this pull towards self-deception, if we're not mindful of it, and the ways in which the enemy is so cunning and good at getting us to make ourselves our own God, we could end up just like that. So I don't know about y'all, but I would rather be proactive instead of reactive. I would rather maintain behaviors, patterns, a leadership style that keeps me attached to the Lord, that keeps me broken before the Lord, that keeps me in intimate or uncommon communion with the Lord, than me getting to a place of pride. And then now the Lord has to humble me. In the next section, he clarifies where he says that I should make it clear that I'm not saying that education, training, and experience are irrelevant for leaders. Competency is a good thing. God's call for our lives demands our faithful development and pursuit of excellence. It is not unspiritual to develop your mind and improve your skills to stay ahead of the challenges that we face in our calling as leaders. But again, the key word is source. No matter how gifted and competent we are, we cannot sustain spiritual impact and honor God by relying on the flesh. As we have seen, that's why the very nature of God's assignment for us is beyond what we can naturally have. God uses these assignments to call us back to Him, our eternal source. I have highlighted here, he says, there's one more reason for staying connected to God and depending on His resources. God is using what He has given you to not only accomplish His assignments, but to make you what He wants you to become. This is what I was alluding to earlier. He says, think about that for a second. It's important that you do not separate God's assignments and God's character building program. This is at the core of your relationship with Him. He is using what He has called you to do to make you more like His Son and to prove Himself faithful to you. The wealth and richness of your life and leadership over time is produced by the consistent habit of turning to God in the face of your weaknesses, difficulties, storms, and seemingly insurmountable challenges, and seeing Him unfailingly come through time and time again. Over time, this experience produces in your heart that delightful, strange, and wonderful combination of humility and profound confidence that the God of the ages will give you what you need and everything He promised when you turn from yourself and trust Him completely. In the next section, he is called Four Jewels. And so he referenced Dr. Henry Blackaby for the book Spiritual Leadership, in which he writes of the different factors God uses to mature a different leader. So there are four of them. I'm not going to read them because I feel like they are similar to things that we've discussed in the brokenness chapter. I'll tell you what they are, but I'm not going to elaborate on them. He said the first jewel is suffering. The second jewel is personal struggles. The third jewel is failure. And the fourth jewel is success through hardship. Again, I don't think I need to elaborate because all of these things lead up or are similar to what we've already discussed in the brokenness section. So I don't think we need to go into too much more detail on that. But a couple of things that I do have highlighted is, he says, your credibility to lead is in direct relationship with your ability to endure. As a leader, the hardships you endure are a part of your development as a leader and a follower of Jesus Christ. There is indeed a price to be paid to do what God has called you to do, but the hardships produce eternal fruit and blessings far beyond anything that you can imagine. And this goes back to what he said, that what God has called us to do is also happening simultaneously with this. What did he call it? Oh, the character development program. So this is just another emphasis on how, in addition to the Lord growing us as leaders, he's also building us and forming us into being more Christ-like and who we were created to be as individuals. He ends by saying, "When I visit other leaders, I enjoy looking at the things they choose to display in their office, the pictures, the awards and plaques, memorabilia commemorating milestones and accomplishments. I often ask these individuals for the story behind the story of these objects. I've discovered that often what they value about the honor or the recognition is not what you might think. Certainly they appreciate being noticed, but usually they were not expecting this recognition. More often than not, they were responding to what was in front of them with faith and obedience. The recognition found them. No, what they really treasure is the memory of the lessons from the journey, the difficulties they endured, the price they had to pay, and the way they grew closer to Christ in the process of getting there. At this stage of the game, I've got some of the stuff on the shelves on the walls of my office as well. These are daily reminders of what God has done and the valleys he has walked me through. He is our everlasting source." I think that this is something that we could all practice, whether you have trophies or plaques to hang up. Maybe it's just some photos that represent different moments where that are meaningful in your Christian walk. I could think of so many moments since I've truly given my life to the Lord that were these aha moments of, like, I don't know, just milestones. You know how in the Bible they will always make an altar somewhere and call it something based upon how the Lord moved in that space? Like, I feel like we could also do that, have our own hall of faith, so to speak, that's particular to our individual lives. And actually, let's make that an assignment. This week, that's what I want you to do. Print out some photos, maybe put up some trophies if that's relevant, but just really identify key moments in your journeys that represent a time where God just really transitioned you to a new level of glory. The Bible says how we go from glory to glory, and that's not about how he wants to give us new stuff, but it's about how he makes us more and more Christ-like. And I feel like we all have those defining moments on our journeys, and it's important that we're mindful of them, that we're aware of them, and that we're constantly reminding ourselves of them to keep us on track. So let that be your assignment this week. Whatever those moments are, print out a photo. Maybe it's a keychain that you have from a location. I don't know. Whatever makes sense based upon your story. Hang that up or put that somewhere that you could see often. I'm going to go ahead and end this episode here. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the podcast. Again, make sure that you get this book. If not, we're going to be back next week with a new chapter. Say a prayer for your girl that I feel better. I had to pause and give me some water halfway through this. So I'm glad, and I thank God that I made it through, and looking forward to coming back prayerfully at 100% for the next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening again to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.